hey, so grateful for Danielle helping us out today leading worship. And she's like, man, you didn't tell me I wasn't going to have sound today, but you did really great. Thanks for leading us, church. Thanks for singing, man. I want to say thank you as your pastor. Last Sunday, we had an opportunity to go out into the community to serve and to love and connect with people and invite them to authentic life. Many of you guys joined in many different ways. Many of you guys, hopefully everybody, prayed for the opportunity. Some of you guys gave financially toward the event. Many of you guys were able to be out there and serve. I know that at our home, we serve somewhere around 650 hot dogs, have lots and lots of conversations, had lots of conversations about just relational and then about our church and what God's doing there. So guys, that's what it's all about, right? Going out and loving our neighbors, serving, praying for the opportunity to tell others about Jesus. It's about building relationships. And so thank you for doing that in whatever way that you were involved with that this morning. This morning we began a new sermon series. One of the things we like to do at Authentic Life is walk through books of the Bible, basically verse by verse, chapter by chapter. This week we are going to be looking at the book of Jonah. Jonah is one of the smaller books in the Bible. Don't be afraid to look at your table of contents if you can't find it. But it is one of the smaller books, but it's also one of the most known books in the Old Testament. It's got a very familiar story about a man named Jonah. And if you've heard the story, you probably heard that Jonah tried to run from God. He faced the storm, was thrown off of a boat, swallowed by a big fish, and then after 3 days and nights in the belly, God had that fish spit him up on the shore so that he could go and do what God had sent him to do in the first place. Right? That is the short version. Right? It's the part of the story that most people are familiar with, but we're going to dive deeper right in the VeggieTale version today. Amen, church? We're going to go a little bit deeper than that. We're going to see that God wants to teach us so much more. Guys, there's a lot for us to learn over these next 4 or 5 weeks. But there's a few things to know about this book. This story, Jonah chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, it's not written as a parable. Right? This isn't written as a story so that we can kind of put some pieces together. This is not written as allegory. It is written as a historical narrative. The story actually took place. These are real people and real situations. And we know that for multiple reasons throughout Scripture. But there's one reason why we can say, hey, this is true. We can believe it. It's because Jesus says it's real. Jesus himself says it's real. In Matthew chapter 12, Jesus is speaking to the religious leaders and to some teachers, and he refers to Jonah. He doesn't refer to it as a story. He refers to it as an actual historical event, right, that happened of Jonah being in the belly of a huge fish for 3 days and nights. And so, church, man, this is a real story that we are reading this morning. And when we read about a person surviving this type of ordeal, this type of circumstance, it can be hard to imagine, right? It can be hard to imagine somebody getting swallowed up, you know, by a fish and surviving that. But church, God does that all the time. Not swallows up people with fish, right? That'd be weird. But man, God does the hard to imagine all the time. Church, he spoke the world into creation. Right, there was literally nothing, and then he says so, and then there is. Amen, right? Right, so he raised Lazarus from the dead. He spoke 3 words, hush, be still, and the whole sea and the winds just stopped, church. He rescued us from hell. Right? And so knowing who God is and that he does these things all the time, knowing that he kept someone alive and a large fish for 3 days doesn't seem so impossible. But this story is about more than just a runaway man, a boat, and a big fish. In fact, before we dive in, church, I want us to know something. The book of Jonah and what we read and learn today throughout these next weeks is really about God.